Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert, how you doing, man?
Doing amazing. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. So let's go ahead and start with your new single, Favorite Color is Blue. The tune features Kay Flay. And just kind of curious, how that whole collaboration come about?
Sure, yeah. I mean, her and I met, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago up in San Francisco at a festival we were both playing. And then kind of loosely kept in contact. And then I moved back to L.A. maybe a year ago, and we ran into each other at a local bar and just started hanging out. And one thing led to another, and we got together on a fateful 100-degree afternoon here in, like, July or something and wrote that song.
Cool. And now you got a new music video for Favorite Color is Blue coming out. And that was shot not too long ago in Houston, Texas, if I'm not mistaken, right, with while Kay Flay was on tour?
Yeah, it was actually in Austin, just right outside of Austin. But yeah, I did three shows with her, just joining her for that tune. And yeah, it was cool. You know, it was in front of a green screen, and it was, you know, this guy Dimitri directed it, and it turned out really cool. It's really quite a trip, but we had no idea what was going on. He was just like, we had these commands like, move slowly to the left and then look at the screen or something, and had no idea how it was going to come together.
Again, if you're just tuning in, chatting with Robert DeLong, he'll be at Kerfuffle 3 days from now, June 16th at Canalside. Now, collaborations is something else I did want to kind of talk about, because it seems like it used to be like a hip-hop thing. You know, you buy a hip-hop album, and there's all kinds of, you know, features. But now it seems like a lot of alternative artists are kind of doing that. It's kind of cool to see alternative artists working together. Do you have like a list of artists, like maybe like a wish list of, you know, people you'd like to work with in the future? If that is something you're kind of interested in doing?
Certainly. I mean, there's plenty of artists I'd love to work with in the future. I've been actually working with my friend here, Joaquin, of James Supercave. I don't know if you know that band, but
oh yeah, absolutely,
a local LA band that's spreading some influence. And I don't know. I love the band Sir Sly. I wouldn't mind getting together and writing some music together. I feel like we have some similarities and stuff. So yeah, definitely.
Awesome. And now with a new song, there's always speculation about a new album. I know you've been working on a new record. I don't know much more beyond that. Is there anything more you can kind of tell us on that front, you know, when we can expect more new music from you?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been hiding away for 2.5 years, and I've written at least 4 songs, so that's good. I've probably written 150 songs, 200 songs in the last couple of years, and there's definitely an album that is congealing. But yeah, I have a few songs ready to go to follow up Favorite Color is Blue, and just kind of hold your breath and see what happens.
Awesome. Again, chatting with Robert DeLong. He'll be at Kerfuffle June 16th at Canalside. Now, switching it up a little, I saw a video where a couple videos. You're playing in a basement. There was one you did jam in the van. I imagine in addition to playing, you know, traditional venues like clubs and arenas, festival grounds, you've probably played some unusual venues or locations. What's the weirdest place that kind of stands out that you've performed at before?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I can't even. I've done everything. I've played in a conference room for a bunch of marketing executives. I've played, which is pretty strange and sterile, as you can imagine. I've played, I don't even know. We've played all sorts of weird stuff. I mean, Jam in the Van, that was certainly a strange one quite a while ago. You know, rooftops, all sorts of stuff. I mean, playing in a basement. You know, I started out playing shows, coffee houses and friends' porches. So, it's come a long way since then.
And again, if you're just tuning in, been chatting with Robert DeLong. He'll be at Kerfuffle 3 days from now, June 16th at Canalside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.